just like we have seen in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Suchinam Srimatangehe Yogabhastra Vajayate. So he came in Brahmin family and they are devotees. His father tried at this level.
One thing here I want to tell you, that if you are thinking that now we should have attachment with my father, mother, husband, children, and with my dogs, no harm, I can have 2-3 very bulldogs, hound dogs. I should attach, but at the time of that I will not remember. This is excess. So from beginning you should do, be careful, like Bhart Maharaj in the form of
deer.
Oh, from beginning he was very alert for this. Otherwise, you will be upset at the time of death. Some cough will come, and it will be ghar 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 ghar, and you will forget everything. So much pain will come, you cannot do anything. But if you are for beginning, chanting, remembering, then there is no influence of this Maya. At that time, you can remember Krishna. Go on.
So Gurudev just told now, instruct us, that we should practice every day. It's bound to come during death. Just like Ajami, he has so much attached with his youngest son, Narayan. When death came, he automatically uttered Narayan, but for not Narayan Vaikuntharipati, but this name of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is so merciful, he sent his associate to rescue Ajamil from Jamaduta. So when Guruji told just now that in the old days we are choked our bhaye, so our Vaishnava Acharya pray to Krishna, oh Krishna, so Krishna Sadhya Pada Pankaja Panjaransa Madhvaita Manasa Visavuraja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kavavata Pisthai Kanthavaradanam Vidam Bhajanankutaste. Oh Krishna, I want my mind will be attached with your lotus feet. Just like someone of Manasarovar, they always take their the lotus stem. He never takes anything else. Similarly, I want my mind will be attached with your lotus feet. My mind like swan and your lotus like feet like a lotus stem. Because if I think that I shall do bhajan in old age, it is not possible. Why not? Because in old age, there are so many diseases. And my voice will be choked due to mucus. And so many things, so painful. I could not remember your even name also, what about to utter. So I want that my mind will be at the same in beginning. So if we practice from beginning, then we are never to suffer.
Then come to subject.
So
Bharat Maharaj.
Bharat Maharaj, he became Jara Bharat. His father tried at his level best to teach him Om. He never uttered.
He wanted to put.
He wanted to give him sacred faith. This not happened for him. So he had more brothers and sister-in-law. After his father passed away, they treat Bharat Maharaj, Jara Bharat, like an animal. The peel of vegetables, they boil together, husks they boil together and supply him. He happily ate and became so happy. Their father engaged him to protect that field. That
when his father
passed away,
used to give some good teachings, like a mad, like mad, sometimes like dumb. He was not actually dumb, but he used to like act that. If anyone telling good things, then he and going here and there, like mad. All used to think that he is mad, but actually he was mad of Krishna.
So actually Bharat Maharaj was not mad, he acted like a mad. Sometimes without any cause laughing, sometimes weeping. Why so? If any high class of devotee his external activities like this. Why so? The supported by Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam vratastha priyanam krishna jatanu rago dutajitta uschai hasatta phadurati rauti gatsun mado varnittati loko vajya. Evam vratastha priyanam krishna. He means remembering his own favorite name. Just like Gurudev explained just now about Kunja Bihari. When he is remembering about Kunja Bihari or Jaya Radha Madhava. Radha Madhava means here the opportunity of Jayadeva Goswami. When Krishna wants to pacify Radhika but could not do so, so he offered his fruit in her lotus feet and telling Smaralala Khandanam Mamasirati Mandanam Dehi Padapallavam Udaram. Remember when this pastime manifested in his heart, he began to laugh without any cause. But material person, they could not understand why he is laughing. Sometimes due to separation of between different couples, he is weeping. Material person could not understand why he is weeping. So he is acting like a madman, but not mad, he is mad for Krishna fame. So their brother thinks he is mad and dumb. So they engage him to protect the field. There are so many grains that any animal or bird should not destroy the field. He was backing towards field and remembering Krishna. Animal is grazing, bird is turning, no care. So one day, one group of dacoits, they rub so many things and they promise to the demigoddess Kali, if we get so many oil, we shall offer one human being like a goat to offer you in fire sacrifice. So they catch one person, by chance that person ran away from their group. Then they are thinking what to do. It is night time, they went out for searching any good person. Then they saw one very good person, very good qualification, because there is no, according to the name of fire sacrifice, there not should be any cut, nothing any wrong in his limbs or body. So they found that boy is very good. They catch him, Bharat Maharaj came with them and followed them. Jai Bharat. They feed him, he took full stomach, they give some red cloth on his neck, happily accept it. Then they put his neck on one wood. After that they tied it and they chopped his neck. So when they are...
But no problem for... Oh, better. I will have a body of any high class of devotee. Then I will remember and do all these things. Oh, I am changing my clothes like. It is due to my past activity. No hot desert. And for us, it will be very
big problem.
For him, no problem at all. Then?
So Jarabharat has no problem because he can compromise everything, reconcile everything in all stages. He is thinking, Tattenu kampam susumikshamano bhunjane bhatma sritam vipakam sridbhag bhapuhir vidharanna maste jivedyo samukti padidayabhar. He is thinking, oh, due to my past bad activities, I have to suffer. No problem. Next bar I can be a good devotee and I shall do bhajan. Third is full frame. They are now ready to chop his neck.
To cut his head and give it to fire sacrifice.
So when they are ready to cut his neck, at the same time, tremendous sound came from that this demigoddess Kali. And he took the sword from that
dacoit.
And immediately he cut the whole neck and offered to him fire swaha. And he came to Bharat Maharaj and he untied his neck and folded her hand and told, oh, you are so high class of devotee.
You are cutting all You are also cheating me.
He was cheating all and
like
cheating me.
Like a dumb man.
Acting like a dumb man, you are cheating the whole
like
world.
Like mad man. Be piteous to all, merciful to all. And he then went away. So, any problem comes, don't be upset. Never. Try to tolerate it like Bhart Maharaj. Then happily you can chant Hare Krishna. But always problem. New creating. Oh, he has insulted. I will have to see. I will have to take revenge of this person. Always in anger mood, always in this problem. Try to solve these problems and take them in
favorable.
And then you should be like Bhart Maharaj. After that, what became? Wonder if Prabhu is here? Where he is here? After that, what became? Once Rahugan was going to Kapildev Ashram, and then what became?
So now, as a pastime further goes on, Maharaj Rahugan, he wants to get the enlightenment.
Then question, I wanted to solve, but by my intelligence I could not. So I was going to Kapildev to put all these my doubts that who is Atma, who is Super Soul, how we can have that knowledge. So I could not understand what you are telling. So I want that you should explain more that I can realize all these things. Who are you? Please tell me.
Then Jagannath Maharaj first told him about...
He began to smile out of
deep
mercy. And he told that, have you heard the name of any Bharat? Oh, I have heard he was my...
In my dynasty.
Very big king of the whole world. After his name, this name of Bharatavarsha. The same Bharat. And then he became so happy. Oh, this is the mercy of Gurudev. He will tell something to his disciple that he says, oh, he's very high class. I must have so much faith on him. So, making his faith on him, he told like so, that he will have so much regard for my words. And then he will have so much faith on me. And then what I will tell, he will bound to obey. That is why he told. Then what became?
And then, in the conversation of Jadabharat Maharaj and Maharaj Rahugun, we hear very wonderful instructions.
Oh, thank you to come. My heartly blessings to you. From where?
New York.
Miami?
New York.
No, where we met?
I met in Miami.
In Miami. Very good.
New York.
You met in Miami.
Miami. But I came to New York.
Thank you. Then what became? Here.
So then Maharaj Jagannath spoke about the qualities and characteristics of Atma, the soul, and told him that how there is big difference between conscious and inert.
Bhart Maharaj told that we have no concern with material happiness and distress and everything. We are out of all by our
constitutional
form. We are eternal servant of Krishna. But now we have come, we have forgotten Krishna. And we are thinking that oh, we are now suffering. All birth and death, oldness and all. But actually, there is no relation with all these things. He is out of all these things, Atma. Then he questioned, what question?
So he posed the question that if the soul or Atma is completely different from this body and he has nothing to do with the body, why? Because no material force can touch the soul in any circumstances. And we also hear in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna telling Arjuna all the qualities of soul, that it is indestructible, water cannot wet it, fire cannot burn it, air cannot dry it, no weapon can cut it, it's eternal, sublime, happy, blissful. So how is that, that when the soul is in the body, then he is affecting pain, happiness and sorrow?
Then who is feeling pain? Who is suffering pain? Who is thinking that I am dying? Oh, I have taken birth. Who? If there is no connection. Then Bhas Maharaj.
Then Jagvas Maharaj told the example of one instance when we want to cook rice.
No, Bhas Maharaj not told. This was his question. You should try to understand. His question was, if there is a fire, pour some pot on fire, keep some water in pot, and if the heat comes from fire and touch this pot, and in pot water becomes, and if there is some rice there, what will be? They will be cooked. They will be boiled. And they will be like
rice.
A rice, boiled rice. So here, this body is like a pot. This is question. Pot. And for fire, what is? So many problems. Suffering, three taps, satam, and all others. And in that pot there is mind, like water. And in water there is rice. So this is body, it is put on fire. Fire is all these things what I told, sufferings and other things. And in that pot, there is mind. If that mind is heated by that, then Atma, soul, must be feeling pain. He will be boiled. So I think that Atma is feeling all sufferings. Then Bhas Maharaj told them, don't think like that. Not like that. If there is this in body, there is a sukshma body, subtle body, and in that Atma and Paramatma are there. If no attachment with any one worldly thing, then fire will not touch subtle body, and Atma. If he is not, only attachment comes in subtle body, not in this body. So if you are very careful for this, you are attached only to Krishna. Not to mind. Mind is also material thing. If you are not attached, like Jad Bharat, it will cannot touch Atma, and he will not be heated, not be cooked. So you should try to realize all this due to attachment. So don't be attached to worldly things. If you are attached to Krishna, then worldly attachment cannot touch your mind, and thus you cannot be suffering and anything. Always chanting and remembering. So practice from beginning. From today, no attachment for worldly things. Your attachment should be to your Gurudev, if he is highly
bona fide
Guru, and to devotees who are highly
qualified.
Those who have no attachment like this, they can help you, and thus you can chant and remember and be qualified for Radha and Krishna. First you should know all these things, and after that Jai Kunj Bihari, Jai Radha Madhav, Jai Kunj Bihari, anything. So you should try to follow. Gaur Prema. Krishna Das. Koi Karma Sur se.